adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week, under cover of night, Jungle Jim and Shanghai Lil entered the old Lamissary's grounds, where they were seen and fired upon by the Silent One. However, the encounter ended there, for strangely, no attempt was made to capture them. Instead, the Silent One mounted a horse and rode away. Jim, mystified by this turn of affairs, determined to search the Lamissary for Bob and Connie McGuire. Leaving Lil to watch the grounds, he entered the dark old building. Inside, he encountered the old head monk, whom he freed from his cell. However, before Jim and the old monk could start their search, the Maharaja and several natives appeared, forcing Jim to hide in the old monk's cell. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full color, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue our story. As the Maharaja of Ybor and his men start their search of the Lamissary's dungeons, Jungle Jim and the old monk attempt to conceal themselves in the monk's cell.
Are they coming this way?
Wait. Wait, my friend. I cannot tell yet.
You stay here by the door.
Yes.
I'll go to the back of the cell. They may not see me in the shadows.
But what of the chains? Surely the Wicked One will notice that they are no longer on the door.
He may not. We'll just hope for the best, is all. Say, I don't hear the natives. Have they taken another passage?
I'm not sure. I can still see the light of at least one torch.
Listen. You hear?
Yes.
That means someone is entering each cell and searching.
Yes, it is true. I can see the light of his torch dancing on the stone walls. He's coming this way.
Can you see him?
No. He's at the end of the passage. Go back into my cell, my son. There is an old blanket. Perhaps I can cover you.
It might work. No, wait. Wait, I have another plan.
There is one native. I can see him now.
Good. Listen. When he comes a little closer, I'll open our cell door.
But then he would be sure to come in.
That's exactly what I want him to do.
But
then I want you to lie on the floor and groan. Act as if you were in pain.
I do not understand myself.
If the man who was searching along this passageway sees our cell door open and hears you groaning in pain, he'll come in and bend over you.
But what will become of you?
I'll wait here in the shadows until he bends over you. Then I'm going to take him prisoner.
But the others will come.
Of course, but when they do, I'll be waiting for them. I'll put the native clothes over on my own and put on his turban. I can keep far enough away from the torches. I may be able to pass for one of the natives.
An excellent plan, my son. I will help you.
Then hurry. He's almost here. Wait. Now lie down. I'll open the door.
I am ready.
I'll tell you when he's coming. All right. Start groaning.
Who is there? What is the meaning of this, dangerous dog? Who opened this cell door? Answer me.
All right, you throw up your hands.
No,
you don't. I've got him. Grab that torch.
I have it. Oh, you have hurt him, my friend.
He'll be all right in a minute.
Oh, this is not good. Buddha teaches that one should never injure another, even though that other be thine enemy.
He's only knocked out. I had to do it. Oh. Now, here, help me. We've got to gag him. Let me have that blanket over there.
Here.
We'll tear this up and tie him.
You will leave him here with me?
Yes. He'll be found soon enough. That's it. There, that'll hold him. Now we got to get these clothes off him.
Let me help you.
All right. Get them on. Oh, that'll be enough. Now, if you'll help me with this turban.
My, you do not understand it, my friend. Here, let me show you.
All right. Here, that's it. Bring it down low on my forehead.
Oh, there. At a distance, you will never be recognized.
Now, give me that torch. I'll be all right if I don't have to talk.
May the enlightened one walk by thy side and guide thee.
Thank you, sir. I'll be safe enough. And I may be able to find Bob and Connie McGuire.
It would be wiser if you left the Lamissary and went for help, my young friend.
I'll get help for you. But in the meantime, I think you should leave here. As soon as I have joined the Maharaja and his men, you can make your way outside.
No, my friend. New occasions teach new duties. Many of my brother monks are still imprisoned. I must remain here.
But if you stay here, you may be killed.
Bodo will protect me. Goodbye, my friend. It is time for you to go. The evil ones are finishing their search.
You're right.
Go, my boy. Go, and may Buddha be with you.
Goodbye, sir. Keep yourself hidden. I'll be back for you.
Silence, men. Have either of you seen anything suspicious?
Nothing, Your Highness. But there's no one down here, Ebor. Your friend, the Silent One, has probably fled by now.
If so, he will not go far, Maguire. Follow me. Up these steps.
The Silent One has left the Lamissary. How do you expect to find him?
That will not be as hard as you think, Maguire. My men are everywhere in these hills.
Just the same, he may get away with that map. And if he does, he'll probably go in hiding for months.
Perhaps he will try. However, it won't work. You see, Maguire, even now the Silent One is being followed.
What do you mean, Ebor?
I was suspicious of him, Maguire. And so I sent one of my slaves to follow him even before I talk with you. The Silent One has put his head in a noose. He shall die. And I will have the jewels of the Genghis Khan.
You seem pretty sure of yourself, Ebor.
The Maharaja never fails. Come, we shall return to my quarters.
Wait. How about freeing my wife? You said that you'd set her free immediately.
When I get the map. Was that not our bargain? Slaves, back to the grounds and await my orders. You, Maguire, follow me.
Come. I'm coming.
I will lead the way.
Bob. Bob Maguire.
Who called me?
Maguire. Don't you recognize me?
Who are you?
Jungle Jim Bradley. Listen to me.
Bradley? You here?
I'll do the talking. Who has the map?
The Silent One. He took it from me.
I thought so. Now listen. Keep up your bluff with the Maharaja. If you and Connie can get away, you'll find us camp north of the Lamissary. Do you understand?
Yes. But how?
There's no time to explain now. I'm getting out of here. And Lil and I are going after the Silent One.
Maguire!
Coming, Ebor.
Get away quickly, Bradley. Run.
Who was the man you were talking with?
I don't know him. He was one of your natives.
Yes, we shall see. Stop, wherever you are.
But he's no one, Ebor.
We shall see.
No, don't shoot!
Meanwhile, outside of the Lamissary, Shanghai Lil has been waiting on the wall. The night has nearly passed, and Jim has not returned.
Oh, why doesn't he come? It'll be light in a little while. What was that? A signal. It's either Jim or Kulu trying to find me.
Missy Lil.
This way, Kulu. The corner of the wall.
Missy Lil, where is Twan?
He's somewhere in the Lamissary, Kulu. Here. Give me your hand and I'll help you up.
Kulu can climb, Missy Lil.
Fine. Now, where's what?
Him sleep, Missy Lil. Twan Jim, him still gone?
Yeah, and I wish he'd come back here. It'll be light in a few minutes.
Silent One, him go 2 hours now.
How did you know that, Kulu?
Kulu hear horse coming. It was Silent One. He go north, Missy Lil.
So that's what he did. Tickle the Lamissary. Oh, if Kim would only get back here, we could start after him.
Man already after him, Missy Lil.
What's that?
Silent One, he ride north. Minute later, another man follow silently behind him.
So, the Silent One is being followed, is he? Say, we've got to get down off this wall in a minute. It's beginning to get light.
Kulu, go into building and get one Jim.
Oh, no, Kulu. You couldn't even find him in there. If he doesn't come in a minute, we'll go back where we left Watt.
Look, Missy Lil. Man come from door.
Where? Oh, I see him. Say. That's not Jim, it's a native.
Him, come this way, Missy.
Keep down, Kulu. You see it?
Look. Look, he run this way.
Come on, Kulu. He must have seen it.
Missy. Missy, wait. It be Twan Jim.
Oh. Wait for me.
Oh, it's Jim, all right. Quick, Kulu, help him up. Come on, Jim.
Give me a hand.
All right, Twan. There.
Well, Jim, where in the world did you get that native costume? You scared the life out of us.
I'll tell you later, Lil. Come on. We've got to get back to our camp. The Maharaja saw me. He may have recognized me. Come on. Come on, jump. Are you all right, Lil?
Yeah.
Good. Well, we can take it a little easier now. Lead the way, Kulu.
Yes, it's fine.
Now, Jim, tell me what's happened. Did you see Bob McGuire?
Yes, Lil. He and... both Bob and Connie are in the lamissary. But let me start at the beginning.
Go ahead.
And the first one I ran into when I got inside was the old monk. He was locked in a cell, Lil.
And he told you about Bob and Connie?
He told me as much as he knew. I shot the lock off his cell door with my gun. And we had just started to search the place together when the Maharaja came with some natives.
Oh, did they see you?
Well, one of them did, Lil. The Maharaja ordered his men to search the dungeon. So the old monk and I captured the one who came in our cell. That's how I got these clothes.
Then what did you do?
Well, I took his place. I joined the Maharaja's men. McGuire was with them, too.
But, Jim, what were they doing? I don't understand.
Lil, they were searching for the Silent One. We were right when we guessed that the Silent One had the treasure map.
Mm.
He double-crossed the Maharaja.
I told you we should have followed him, Jim.
I know, but at least I found out that Bob and Connie are all right. We won't have to worry about them for a while.
Well, that's something, I suppose. Now, Jim, I've got some news for you.
What do you mean?
Kolu saw the Silent One.
What the... where?
He circled the lamissary and headed north.
That's all I want to know, Lil. We're starting after him.
Right, but we've got to be careful. There's already one man after him.
What do you mean?
Kolu said that there was a native following the Silent One. They both went north.
Oh, I see. I should have known. I heard the Maharaja tell McGuire that he had a man trailing him. Lil, that's going to make it easier for us.
I don't get you.
Oh, don't you see, Lil? We'll capture both the Silent One and the native who was following him. Then the Maharaja won't know where to search.
Then the Maharaja is waiting for his native to report back and tell him where the Silent One has gone.
Exactly, Lil. But he's not going to get that report.
What do you mean?
Because we're going after them right now.
Will Jim and Lil be able to capture the Silent One? And if so, will they find the treasure map? The adventures you have just heard dramatized will appear in full-color action pictures in the Comic Weekly, the big Comic Weekly distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper everywhere. In the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure, you will find all the famous characters who live in the world of color pictures. There's the Katzenjammer Kids, Jiggs and Maggie, Barney Google, Toots and Casper, The Little King, Flash Gordon. See all these famous characters in your copy of next Sunday's Comic Weekly. And don't forget our date next week, same time, same station, for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.